17. I am Ubik. Before the universe was, I am. I made the suns, I made the worlds, I created the lives and the places they inhabit. I move them here, I put them there. They go as I say, they do as I tell them. I am the word, and my name is never spoken, the name which no one knows. I am called Ubik, but that is not my name. I am, I shall always be. Glenn Runciter could not find the moratorium owner.
Are you sure you don't know where he is?
Runciter asked Miss Beeson, the moratorium owner's secretary.
It's essential that I talk to Ella again.
I'll have her brought out, Miss Beeson said. You may use office 4B. Please wait there, Mr. Runciter. I will have your wife for you in a very short time. Try to make yourself comfortable.
Locating office 4B, Runciter paced about restlessly. At last a moratorium attendant appeared, wheeling in Ella's casket on a hand truck.
Sorry to keep you waiting,
the attendant said. He began at once to set up the electronic communing mechanism, humming happily as he worked. In short order, the task was completed. The attendant checked the circuit one last time, nodded in satisfaction, then started to leave the office.
This is for you,
Runciter said, and handed him several 50-cent pieces which he had scrounged from his various pockets.
I appreciate the rapidity with which you accomplished the job.
Thank you, Mr. Runciter, the attendant said. He glanced at the coins, then frowned.
What kind of money is this? He said.
Runciter took a good long look at the 50-cent pieces. He saw at once what the attendant meant. Very definitely, the coins were not as they should be. Whose profile is this? He asked himself. Who's this on all three coins? Not the right person at all. And yet he's familiar. I know him. And then he recognized the profile. I wonder what this means, he asked himself. Strangest thing I've ever seen. Most things in life eventually can be explained, but Joe Chip on a 50-cent piece? It was the first Joe Chip money he had ever seen. He had an intuition, chillingly, that if he searched his pockets and his billfold, he would find more. This was just the beginning. This concludes the reading of Ubik by Philip K. Dick. Copyright 1969 by Philip K. Dick. This book was read by Anthony Heald. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with the Philip K. Dick Trust in care of Scoville, Chichak, Galen Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in 2008 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. If you would like to obtain a complete catalog of our titles or our monthly update telling you about new releases and our new collection of books on CD and MP3 CD, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. You may also obtain the same information from our award-winning website. Our address, all in one word, is www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.